Topic 12. Diwala Bank versus Shashwat Bank Account. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshuh Vanmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Recently, I heard an interesting story about Alexander. Alexander is often known as a great king of Greece who went all around the world conquering different countries. But very little people know about Alexander being a great philosopher also. Alexander, he died at the age of 32. Before his death, he called his ministers and told them, "My dear ministers, I want you to do three things for me." He said, "Whenever I die, the doctors who treated me, they should escort my dead body up to the graveyard." Number one. And they said, "So be it, king." Second thing he said, "All the gold and silver and diamond that I have accumulated, you should carry it while going to graveyard and scatter it on the way here and there." They said, "If that's your desire, we will do it." And third, he said, "Don't put me in a coffin and close the coffin. Don't do that. You put me in a coffin and keep my two hands protruding outside and bury my coffin like that." They said, "So be it. But my dear king, we would like to know the reasons for your these three desires. Can you please kindly enlighten us?" And Alexander said, "You see, we are living in this world, but even the best of the doctors cannot save the wealthiest of the men with even the costliest of the medicines. When death comes, the doctors have to open their hands. Nobody can save us. That is why I told you, let the doctors proceed with my dead body up to the graveyard." That's the first thing. And the second thing he said, "People in this world are often eager to grab more and more money, more and more land, more and more property for themselves. And they are very busy accumulating these things in this world. That's what everyone is doing in this world. If you see a newly born child, both the hands of the child are closed. You try to open it, again it will close. In this way, a newborn child comes in a grabbing mode in this world. Grab this, grab that, grab everything. But then Alexander said, when one dies, one dies with an empty hand. One leaves this world with an empty hand. We come with an empty hand, we leave this world with an empty hand. All the money, the bungalow, the laptop, the car, the facilities that we accumulated, everything is left behind. And we go with the naked body to the graveyard. Let people know. That's why I told you to keep my two hands outside the coffin empty. Although I am so-called king of the world, I am not carrying anything with me. Let people see it," he said. There's a saying in Hindi. "Na kuch saath laaye te, na kuch leke chalenge. Is duniya mein jo paaya, idhar hi chod kar chalenge." Neither did we bring anything with us, nor do we carry anything with us when we leave this world. So, in between we accumulate things and we leave them. And this is material life. Like somebody may say, "I am from IIT, I have done this degree, or I have done my degree from Massachusetts Institute of Technology." But when such a person dies, what will happen to the degree? The degree is burned with the body. In the next life, he has to start with, "Ba, ba, black sheep, have you any wool?" Yes, sir, three bags full. He has to start with such a song, you see, from LKG, UKG. So this is material body, which is called Diwala Bank. Diwala Bank means whatever we invest in this body, it has finished at the time of death. That is the way this material body is designed. We accumulate houses, we accumulate cars, we accumulate relatives and friends, we accumulate degrees. At the time of death, all these things come to nil, zero. And the Atma, soul comes out of the body and goes to next body, starting a new future. That is why material body is called as a Dibala bank. Whereas the soul is called Shashwat bank account. Why? Whatever you do for the soul is permanently carried by the soul. For example, you all are trying to chant Hare Krishna every day. This goes to your spiritual account. Your chitta heart becomes purified and you make some percentage of purification. For example, if somebody became 20% purified in one lifetime, when they die, this 20% purification is carried. In the next life, they start with 21%. And if they become 60% pure, then in the next third life, they start with 61%. That is why we find sometimes very great souls, they have already done 90% purification in the Purva Janam. Purvyabhyasena teneva kriyatehi avashopi saha jignyasurapi yogasya shabda brahmati vartate. Krishna says, purvabhyas, some people have done, because of which in this life, they very quickly take to chanting Hare Krishna, they quickly take to spiritual life, they understand these things very fastly. Why? Because they have done in the Purva Janam. Very easily. Like you see, this Gajendra was an elephant. But in his Purva Janam, he was Indradumna Raja. He had done lot of spiritual punya. He had chanted God's names. And now, when this elephant was caught by a crocodile in a river, he faced a great danger. At that time, he looked at the sky, calling out God. He forgot the God's name. But he said, "Oh Lord, whoever is supreme, whoever is the creator of this world, please kindly come. See my predicament." So he called out. In that way, by Gajendra's call, Lord Narayana on the back of Garuda arrived. And then with his chakra, he cut off the neck of the crocodile and saved Gajendra. And eventually he took Gajendra back home, back to spiritual world. So in this way, Gajendra, because of his Purva Janma Bhaktivanmukha Sukruti, in the next life he continued from where he left. And he attained perfection. Similarly, all of you also, you have done something spiritual in your Purva Janam. That is why you have become a part of this wonderful yoga circle, meditation circle. And you are chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And you are investing in your Shashwat bank account. Shashwat means eternal bank account. This is true intelligence. Like if you are reading spiritual books, if you are attending DYS course, these are all spiritual bank account. You are chanting Hare Krishna, all this is spiritual bank account. And doing for the material body, only for the material body, that is Diwala bank account. And all of you are very intelligent investors because you are investing in the Shashwat bank account. And continue investing. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.